The woods seemed creepy at this time of day. Not inviting at all. It was much more pleasant to be walking through them during the day. Every step sounded like it could be heard for miles. I stopped suddenly, and Bridget walked right into me.
What the hell? Why did you stop?
Shh! Did you hear that? Listen. We stood quietly for a few moments.
I don't hear anything, Bridget whispered.
I'm sure I heard voices. Is anyone there? Freddy, is that you?
I just heard something, Bridget said.
Over that way. She pointed in the direction of the clearing where the equipment was. Let's hurry to the garden and out of these woods. Fewer places for someone to hide. The sun was finally starting to rise, making it easier for us to see where we were going. Here's the entrance to the property. I've never been here quite this early before. Everything looks so different. There's the garden. The rest of the group should be here soon. I hope Freddy has found more people so there's enough of us to cover both the front and back. We set our bags down at the east entrance just outside the boxwood hedge. I want to see what the fairy village looks like at dawn. Something to do while we're waiting, Bridget said. I've been here often enough to know a direct route to the center, and we found our way in there in no time. Oh. My. God.